Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So, what was your last Google search? And what does that say about you and your neighbors? I'm Isaac Davey Aronson, in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And David Leonhardt, editor of the New York Times data site The Upshot, joins me now to talk about an analysis they did along with Google, exploring what people in different parts of the country searched for and found some stark differences between rich and poor, between searches for things like digital cameras and searches for dealing with diabetes. Welcome back to the show, David.
Thank you very much.
So back in June, The Upshot did a county-by-county analysis of the country and graphed how easy and how hard life was there. That's the basis for this search analysis. Is that right?
That's right. First, just allow me one quick aside, which is to say, as a journalist, I also just want to briefly honor James Foley, and I appreciated your last segment. And having said that, I'm happy to move on to this topic.
Thank you.
Yeah. So this summer, we put together six variables, income, education, health, other similar things like unemployment, and we try to create an index of where life is easiest and hardest county by county in the United States. What it showed is that I would say there are two broad areas where life looks pretty good. One is what you might call the western Midwest, Iowa, Nebraska, even all the way out into Wyoming, which looks pretty good by these measures. And then the second would be the large metropolitan areas of the Northeast and the West Coast, as well as some of the metro areas like Dallas and Chicago. But, you know, the Boston to Washington corridor, as well as the San Francisco to L.A. and up into Seattle corridor. The places where life was hardest was a lot of the Southeast, Kentucky, Arkansas, Louisiana. After we published this, we heard from the chief economist of Google, Hal Varian, who said, why don't we look at how web searches differ in these two places? And that's what my column yesterday was based on, that follow-up analysis.
Well, and listeners, we want to hear from you. Give us a call and tell us about your recent web searches, maybe one that you feel places you in a specific socioeconomic group or one that you think might be unique to you. You can actually check out your past searches at www.google.com/history. And if you're logged in, you can see the details. What in the last, say, week have you searched for, and what does it say about you? Of course, please keep it FCC friendly. Have you searched for childcare, vacation destinations? Call us at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. So, David, Google overlaid that analysis with searches and came up with what? It's not that there aren't a lot of similar searches across the entire country, but these were the ones that were only found in the best off and worst off counties?
That's right. So what we looked for is correlation to our index. So so people all across the country, in rich and poor, in easier and harder places to live, search for the Super Bowl. So the Super Bowl is not going to show up. We're not showing the most popular in each. We're showing the ones that tend to be popular in one and decidedly not popular in the other. And so starting with the places where life is easier, the kind of upper Midwest of Iowa and Nebraska, as well as New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and Boston and San Francisco, What was really striking, in fact, I'll confess there was a moment where I thought, is this even right, was how much cameras dominate the top of the list, digital cameras. And I think there are a few things going on there. People who are in relatively high-income, high-education places over the last decade, which is the scope of our analysis, have really wanted to buy a lot of technology. And digital cameras are a kind of technology that has been popular throughout that entire decade. So I have no doubt that if we did this decade from now, we'd probably see iPhones having a big role at the top of the list. But digital cameras were huge. So were foreign vacations. Maybe not the ones you'd expect. Machu Picchu was on there. New Zealand was on there. A lot of searches about the Olympics. The Olympics seem to be something that people from higher income, higher education are very into. And a lot of stuff about exercise stuff. I did not know what a foam roller was until we did this analysis. It is apparently a piece of exercise equipment that you roll over to tone your body.
Well, and I noticed, too, that, like, I think in your chart that on the upshot of these various search terms, I think you say if you don't recognize one of these terms, it's a camera model, right? I mean,
yeah.
This is really there's a lot of camera model searching in the better off areas, and so I gather that this is clearly it's a bit like that. I guess there was sort of a viral map not long ago of the bands that were most popular in each state, and it wasn't, of course, which were actually the most popular, because you know Beyonce is popular in all 50 states, but the bands that were really popular in a particular state that were not popular in the other 49.
Right, and that's exactly what this sort of idea here is. I think on the other end of things, if you don't recognize what one of these technical seeming terms with letters and numbers is a camera. On the other end of things, if you don't recognize a phrase. In the places where life is harder, it's probably related to the Bible.
Hmm.
So there was a lot of religion correlating with the places where life is harder. So there was this phrase, deny me. And if you're not religious, you might not have really known what that is. You know, is it something about credit card denial? Is it something about trying not to eat too many desserts? But Google deny me, and you very quickly see that it's from Matthew 10:33. And so there was a lot of religion in the harder places. There was particularly, there was a somewhat more darker cast to religion, Antichrist, the rapture, hell, all on there. There were some cultural differences that are just sort of fun and interesting. There's a band called Framing Hanley that is popular in the harder places, whereas Zoolander's popular in the easier places. But by and large,
Zoolander being that Ben Stiller movie, which is quite old at this point, actually, I think.
Yes, it's 2001. Yeah, and there are some fun mysteries there as well. There are even the phrase "pullout" was on the easier places, and we just saw the data, so I can't tell you whether that is a reference to pull-out sofas or a reference to a relatively ineffective form of birth control. I don't know. All we know is that it correlates with our places where life is easier.
Well, go ahead.
Overall, I was going to say that although the cultural differences are interesting and there's some entertaining stuff, I think mainly the message to me was this is an example of the costs of inequality in this country because there are a ton of health problems and other things.
And I want to get more into that in just a moment. And I also just want to say again that listeners, we want to hear from you about your recent web searches, perhaps especially now having heard from David Leonhardt about some of these differences and what some of the specific searches are in the easier places to live in the country and the harder places to live in the country, whether you have a recent web search that you think perhaps places you in a specific socioeconomic group or might be unique to you. You can check your past searches at google.com/history if you're logged in. We're 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. I want to go to Jackie in Old Bridge, New Jersey. Jackie, thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Good.
What was your recent Google search?
Transcendental meditation.
Interesting. And were you hoping to engage in some transcendental meditation?
I am looking into it. I was actually trying to find out if a person that I had gone to was actually certified in transcendental meditation, and that's why I started Googling it and to learn more about it.
Do you, looking back on that and in the context of our conversation here with David Leonhardt, do you think that says something about you?
Yes, I do. I think it socioeconomically, not so focused on finances and money, more on the spiritual side of life, I guess.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Well, David Leonhardt, let me ask you about that, because you did, and Jackie, thank you so much for your call. You did mention, and when you were just speaking about the perhaps cultural differences that may be put into relief by these search terms, not just economic and financial differences.
That's right. I mean, meditation did not come up on our list, but I would be willing to venture a guess that if you went far enough down the list, if you know got out of the top 100 and went to the top 1,000 or something, and we could look into this later, that meditation would be much more likely to show up on the list of the places, the more higher income, higher education places, and that part of what you see here is people experience and practice spirituality in different ways, right? And that it is more traditional Christianity in some of the lower income places, And it is probably more likely to be meditation and yoga in some of the higher income places.
Kristen from Brooklyn comments on our website. Embarrassingly for me, a lot of my Google searches are random words that I'm struggling to spell. David, does your analysis kind of weed out random searches like that? Or?
No, it doesn't. I mean, it's, you know, it's a straight data analysis, right? So whatever correlates, correlates. That's why there are some phrases on there we just don't even know. So the phrase persuaded popped up on the list of correlations with the place where life is harder. And I can't tell you what that is, the same way I can't tell you what pullout is in the place where life is easier. I mean, if you ask me to guess, I would say it's people, maybe they've heard the word and they're trying to figure out how they can be more effective at persuasion, which is kind of a cousin of using words to look them up. I do that too, right? When I see, I almost use it as a kind of spell check. I find myself, rather than hitting spell check, I often just click over into Google when I don't know how to spell a word and type it in, and then it gives me the suggestion. Maybe we should ask Google if there's any way for them to do a list of the most common misspelled words in search so we could see what people do the most often.
I did want to touch on one thing that you noted that I think is really interesting in terms of what we might be able to infer from these things. You wrote that the searches for holiday greetings are more so in the better off places.
Yes, and so this is fascinating because you can come up with a bunch of different hypotheses. And again, because we just know what the data shows, I can't swear to you which one is right. So holiday greetings is much more popular in the areas where life is easier, where income is higher, where health is better, where education is higher. So why would that be? One hypothesis I have is that these are also places where people are less likely to live near their family and childhood friends. We have these other graphs up on the Upshot, the Times site that I work for, that have been getting a ton of discussion over the last week that show where people in different states come from and how that's changed over the last century. And one of the things you see is that people in places like Connecticut and New York tend to come, they don't stay where they were born. They are very likely to move around. And so if you're one of those people, you may have to send greetings telling people what you did over the last year because you don't live around the corner from them. Another hypothesis would be people in higher income places are more likely to order their holiday cards online, maybe even to get digital ones. And so while people in lower income places are going to buy their cards at a local store, other people are Googling them. And then the final one would be that these places tend to be less religious. And so in those places, you say holiday greetings, you say happy holidays, whereas in the lower income places, you're much more likely to say Merry Christmas, not to say happy holidays.
I think I saw on the Facebook chat that you did on this yesterday that you also linked this to another Upshot analysis, that of upward mobility. And the searches in the easier or richer counties for baby massage and baby Bjorns remind you that there are stark differences in the country in how much these Google search terms predict future searches, too. And I think this is interesting because, you know, we think of the web as being a place that's sort of freeing and gives mobility to everyone. But it seems possible from this that, in fact, there are sort of two Americas online as well.
Yes, that's right. I think one of the things that is particularly worrisome about this is that you see in the harder places people spending a lot of time worrying about their income today, right? You see searches like selling Avon. You see searches like Social Security checks. And in the easier places, you see people spending a lot of time doing stuff related to their babies, baby massage. I don't actually think baby massage helps babies very much, but it's indicative of something larger, which is they have the resources and the ability to focus on their kids rather than on how they're going to make money the next week. And I do find that worrisome, not that people are worrying about their kids. I think that's great. But that the gap in how much time and attention and effort people are able to give and money are able to give to parenting seems to be quite vast. And that does remind me of this piece we did last year, looking at the fact that in many of the places where we subsequently found out that life is harder, like the Southeast, mobility rates tend to be quite low. And in places like Iowa and the West Coast and the East Coast, the odds of escaping poverty are higher.
Well, we'll have to leave it there. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson, in for Brian Lehrer. I've been speaking with David Leonhardt, editor of The Upshot at The New York Times. David, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And we did have one caller we didn't get to who said his last search was for Gmail customer service. I think that wherever you are, we've all been there. That's it for today. Again, I'm Isaac Davey Aronson, in for Brian Lehrer. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk with you again tomorrow.